The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation believes that a sizable fuel spill in the Kuskokwim River village of Aniak was smaller than originally reported by Crowley Petroleum Distribution. As of right now, there's no evidence that the fuel escaped the containment area, but the DEC says they will monitor the cleanup effort well into the summertime. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
On March 8th, Crowley Petroleum Distribution reported a fuel spill at their tank farm near Aniak. In their initial report to the DEC, they estimated the spill amount to be about 23,000 gallons. But after a more thorough look, the DEC now puts that figure at about a third of the original estimate. Bob Carlson with the DEC in Bethel says it's more likely that the spill size is closer to 7,000 gallons. In the report, the DEC says the discrepancy comes from faulty initial tank gauging observations by tank farm staff, an official way of saying that the first Crowley employee that read the gauge read it wrong. Carlson visited the site last week and says it appears that all of the leaked fuel is contained, but it will be impossible to know for sure until things thaw out. The DEC says the cause of the spill can be attributed to both human and mechanical error. A valve to a 220,000-gallon tank farm was found partially open, and a second check valve on the line failed to stop the fuel. The tank farm is located on a dug-out hill about 50 yards from the Kuskokwim River. Surrounding it are earthen berms about 8 to 10 feet tall. Those were plenty high for the size of this spill. Carlson says that much of the fuel has already been pumped back into an empty storage tank. The rest of the fuel is now saturated in snow within the containment area. Crowley employees are extracting what they can from sumps dug out of the ice covering the bottom of the tank farm. A plastic liner coats the surface under the ice, and it's designed to keep spilt fuel from coming into contact with the environment. After the ice has melted this spring, the DEC will examine the liner for any defects. Carlson says only then can they be sure that the leaked fuel was completely contained. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.